Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line right now, Bills play-by-play man John Murphy, getting ready for tonight's big matchup between the Bills and the Chiefs. John's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you and Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. All right, John, this is one fans have been looking forward to all throughout the offseason, and I think with the Bills' hot start and how Josh Allen and the offense has looked thus far, I mean, it adds that much more to the matchup, right? Seeing not only one high-powered offense, but two high-powered offenses going head-to-head.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the Bills may be called upon to produce points at a pretty fast clip today, and they're capable of that, and that's something that's been we've been unable to say about the Bills for a long time, that they are capable of getting in a shootout and holding their own, and they might have to today. I think there's a lot to be said. I mean, it's a very attractive game, maybe the best game on the NFL schedule this week and the best game in Orchard Park for a while. It's unfortunate there are not going to be any fans there, by the way. But I also think in many ways it's attractive because it's really a showcase for two young quarterbacks. You know, the NFL has been taken over by young quarterbacks these days, in the days of Tom Brady and even Aaron Rodgers and some of the older quarterbacks is gone. And the best quarterbacks now are 25 years or younger, including the two in this game, Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen. And I think most fans get pretty excited about thinking that this could be a preview of what's going to be one of the top quarterback battles in the American Football Conference for several years. And I think that's got people excited about this game as well.
You know, for Allen in particular, obviously he'll say, you know, you got to treat every game the same. We're on to the next one. We're focused on beating Kansas City and doing what we can do. I mean, do you think that plays into his mind at all? You know, here he is getting a chance to showcase himself with, you know, the guy who's arguably been the best quarterback in the league over the last 2 years and the reigning Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, Josh is aware of what's going on, and he's been aware of Patrick Mahomes and sort of Mahomes' distant connection to the Bills. 10th pick overall in 2017, and that was the draft pick the Bills owned and traded away in order to get Tre'Davious White. So there's that connection. But beyond that, Josh knows that Mahomes is the best quarterback playing in the game right now, and for years, months if not years anyway, he's kind of challenged himself by Patrick Mahomes, you know, talking about throwing the ball out of the stadium and having a little bit of a kind of a quiet rivalry, and they finally get a chance to go head-to-head against each other. And I don't think anyone would say that at this point Josh is the equal to Patrick Mahomes, but he certainly, Josh has become very effective and knows how to excel with his own game too. So that's, I'm aware Josh I think Josh is aware of how good Mahomes is and where he stands in the quarterback rankings these days.
Well, a lot of fans can't wait for the matchup. You mentioned Tre'Davious White there. How do the Bills look coming into this matchup on the injury front? Trey White, one of the many important Bills, thinking of John Brown as another one, and who missed last game. Are we more healthy heading into this evening's matchup?
Yes, healthier than they were last Tuesday, for sure, with Tre'Davious White expected to play, and Matt Milano's got, you know, a week of practice, and he should be able to play. And John Brown and the offense should be able to play. So, yeah, I think overall there are other injury concerns and things to worry about, but I think they are healthier. Those are three key players that played last Tuesday without at Tennessee, and they were missed a great deal, and I think they should be a little bit healthier this week going up against Kansas City.
you're going to need those defensive backs to be healthy and ready to run because this Chiefs offense is something else. Tyreek Hill with his speed, Travis Kelce, what he can do down the middle of the field. I mean, what do you have to game plan for? What does your game plan look like if you're Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott trying to contain the Chiefs offense?
I think what the Bills want to do is play the type of defense they pretty much excelled at for a couple of years. They want to play a lot of zone defense and not let guys kind of they won't be exclusively zoned, but they don't want their defensive backs to have man-to-man coverage too often. That's a tall task with, as you mentioned, the great targets they have, Tyreek Hill in particular. Mecole Hardman is very fast. I mean, they're a very fast team. That overall, their speed is what gets you in that. I think against a team like that, you don't want to let guys hang out there on an island against them. You want to have help. And I think the Bills are a pretty good zone defense team, and they're going to need to be better than good in this game to keep, you know, the wraps on Kansas City's offense.
The Bills have kind of struggled at times to get pressure on the quarterback. Jerry Hughes has had, you know, I think a pretty good season, you know, applying pressure to the quarterback. It might not totally show up in the sacks column, but he's going to need some help in this game because you can't be sending blitzes in on the Chiefs.
Yeah, they don't want to blitz these guys, I don't think. I think they want to play coverage more than blitz, but they are going to need to get pressure with four men rushing the passer, and they haven't been able to do that consistently this year. That's one of the if there are failings in a 4-1 record, that's one of them. You know, their lack of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. This is a guy you want to hurry him as much as you can. I don't really think it matters too much if you get a ton of sacks, but you want to keep him off speed and off balance. Mahomes is very good throwing out of the pocket. You know, he'll run to one side or the other. Doesn't seem to matter which side he runs to, and able to launch passes downfield with an incredibly strong arm. So you want to keep him contained and, in the pocket as much as you can and keep the heat on him, but you want to do it if you can without sending extra blitzers, and I don't think that's what they want to do against this team.
Before we let you go, John, you know, looking around the division, New England loses yesterday to Denver. You have the Dolphins, who the Bills already beat the Jets. Woof. I mean, a win today would put the Bills, I mean, firmly in the driver's seat of the division.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't reached the halfway point of the season yet, but clearly the Bills are in position to be in charge at a midway point. That includes a win today and, of course, a win next week against the Jets. But it's too soon, too early, I think, to start thinking about how the division stacks up. It's more important to get the wins that you can and win, especially the conference games that you can. This is a conference game. This is a team you're likely to face in the playoffs, Kansas City Chiefs. So it's important, I think, to set the tone for what might be an eventual playoff rematch between these two.
Oh, John, wanted to ask you before we let you go. You know, Joe Buck is going to be calling this game tonight on national TV. He did yesterday's game between the Buccaneers and the Packers. Then after today, he's doing two World Series games, and then Thursday Night Football, and then two more World Series games, and then, of course, the Sunday game. Have you ever seen a schedule like that for a play-by-play announcer? And what do you think of that, you know, kind of craziness doing all these high-profile games in 1 week?
Yeah, he's up to it. You know, I'm a big fan. I've had to defend him a couple times. I've met him once or twice, and we've talked a little bit. And, yeah, obviously, his father was famous, and he got his initial start in the business thanks to his father's good name. But he has more than excelled at what he does, and he's up to that. You know, I think he'll be great. I know he'll be great. You know, that's what he does. He's up to the challenge. No, I've never seen anybody handle a schedule like that before. I don't know if anybody could actually handle that kind of a schedule, you know, but good for him. He's very talented, and he'll be good tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a crazy schedule for sure, and luckily you don't have to worry about the schedule. You're focused right on the Bills and the Chiefs, and we can't wait to listen to your call later on, John. Thanks so much. It's John Murphy, Bills play-by-play announcer, Bills and Chiefs. We're calling it Monday Evening Football. 5 o'clock, expected kickoff time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.